Hi, I'm Richard Scase and I'm chair of the Canterbury Society. One or two items of news that have come to my attention over the last couple of weeks. One particularly encouraging is that during the lockdown, 2 million extra cycles were sold, such that now there are 20 million cyclists in the country. And it seems to me that the government now has a moral responsibility to provide far better infrastructure for us 20 million cyclists, so that we can travel safely from home to work, that we can travel safely from home to our places of recreation and leisure, so that cyclists can be much better separated from the risks of accidents created by motorists and other users of the roads. On the other hand, a bit of bad news perhaps, is that there's been a 10% increase in van sales over the last 2 years, and this has been mainly driven by the huge growth in online shopping, as people have shifted from shopping in high streets to buying their goods and services online. There's been a big increase in delivery services, and these delivery services are absolutely super from some points of view for some customers, but they do also cause huge inconvenience for others. Often van drivers, in my experience, drive too fast, they break the speed limits. But that is understandable, because I received a delivery last week, and I looked at the schedule of the driver, and this driver had to make 81 deliveries in the course of his working day. And of course, that means they're under huge pressure to keep to their schedules, which means they are inclined, they are tempted to break speed limits, and therefore to be a danger to pedestrians and other people in busy urban areas. That then reminded me, of course, of the High Street, Canterbury High Street. I was walking in Canterbury High Street 2 days ago on Friday lunchtime, and my guess was, and I have absolutely no quantitative data to back this up, but my feeling was that only about 30 to 40% of people were in the High Street compared with as it was before lockdown. And that's very worrying in terms of the future prosperity of our city centre. It may improve, of course, now the government has lifted the regulation in terms of working in offices. And it seems to me that as from August the 1st, when employers are encouraged to get their employees to come back to work in the offices, this could help to get us back to our normal level of trading in the Canterbury High Streets, in our shopping centres, as people, when they go to work in their offices, of course, they go out at lunchtime to buy things, they buy their sandwiches, they sustain the hospitality catering sector of Canterbury. And until employers locally encourage their staff to come into work, rather than working from home, that's not going to happen. But if working from home continues to be the popular practice that it's been over the last couple of months, then that is rather worrying for the future of our high streets. Just to conclude on perhaps a somewhat slightly amusing observation, a survey was just being completed of different towns and cities across the country in terms of the extent to which it suffers, the citizens in these towns and cities suffer from nuisance smells. Now, how you define nuisance smell, I don't know. But anyway, Canterbury came out 24th out of 335 towns and cities in terms of having the lowest level of nuisance smells. So there we are, we're in a relatively smell-free environment. Well, please join the Canterbury Society. We're reliant upon membership of the Canterbury Society in order to do various tasks, various activities, various objectives that we hope will improve the quality of life for all our citizens. Simply go to our website, canterburysociety.org.uk, and follow the clicks. Anyway, that's enough for this particular podcast.